You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's a Thursday afternoon. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Mike Tenora of T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. Mike, last week I had 2 7/10 at my house. The storm total so far at the time of this recording and the noon hour on Thursday here on the site of the radio station is 2 inches. How much more rainfall might we get?
Well, it looks like another 1 to 2 inches is on the way for the southeast half of Illinois, much of Indiana, Ohio, and Michigan. But the good piece of information that we have is that this batch of rain that we have moving through at the moment is the last of it for a little while at least. So once rain ends later on this evening and overnight, we'll see several days of drying across the Corn Belt. Temperatures won't respond, though, very much to the drier weather. We're still going to see unseasonable coolness for several days. Changes start up again early next week. We'll see another storm system drop southward, this time from the northern plains. And as it dives to the east-southeast and eventually curves back up into the eastern U.S., we'll see another round of rain and thunderstorms. The best chance for rain and storms across Illinois and points east is right around Tuesday, the way it looks now. And with that system, we're looking for another 3/4 inch to 1.5 inches of rain. So this is not really a good situation for corn planting at the moment, because just as soon as things begin to dry out a little bit, we'll see another significant rainfall. So that'll take us all the way through to next weekend, 10 days or so from now, before we can even be thinking about planting, and even that would be a little bit on the iffy side. The good news there is that we don't think there's another major system behind this. There is some uncertainty as we move into next weekend. That's still 10 days out, though. But at this point, we do think that next week's system will probably be the last, at least for a little while, and we do need to warm up and dry out.
So corn planting stalled in Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, I suppose parts of Iowa. That'll be problematic enough, but we're still fairly early in the season for those states. The Delta region has been behind. They should be getting closer to wrapping up or done than really just getting started. Did they get a chance in the last week to get into the field, or they stalled out by rainfall still too?
Well, the interesting thing is that if you look at southern Illinois and move on southward from there through the Arkansas Delta, we haven't really seen a lot of rain this week. It's only beginning to rain right now. So most of this week was actually not all that wet. It really wasn't wet at all. That's changing as we speak, and that'll continue to change through tonight. But the amount of rainfall from southern Illinois and south is not that unusual from a climatological standpoint. What happened in northern Illinois over the last 1 to 2 days is unusual. Several areas saw between 4 and 6 inches of rain. That's just way too much. That's more than you would normally see during the entire month. But given that temperatures were also warm from southern Illinois and south, yesterday in particular and today with highs in the 80s, we think that there has been some progress down that route, though that's all coming to a halt today just because of the rain that we have. Rain chances next week also exist in those areas, but more typical amounts, 1 inch of rain or so. That's fairly typical for 1 week in April. We're not looking at another 2 to 3, 4, 5, 6 inch event next week.
Mike, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois, joins us here on the Closing Market Report on this Thursday afternoon, visiting in for Pete Levitt, who's out of the office. Have a great day. I'm Todd Gleason.